We know that if the Taliban tries to declare a military victory, it will lead to endless bloodshed. We hope the Afghan government will also show more flexibility in the talks and stop blaming Pakistan, as we are doing everything we can short of military action, Khan urged. Khan also adamantly rejected the possibility of allowing U.S. troops to conduct operations in Afghanistan from Pakistani territory. The head of the Pentagon's Central Command, General Kenneth F. McKenzie Jr., suggested in April that the military is seeking to relocate some troops being withdrawn from Afghanistan to countries surrounding it, allowing for counter-terrorism operations and targeted raids inside the country. If Pakistan were to agree to host U.S. bases from which to bomb Afghanistan, and an Afghan civil war ensued, Pakistan would be targeted for revenge by terrorists again, Khan argued. We simply cannot afford this. We have already paid too heavy a price. Meanwhile, if the United States, with the most powerful military machine in history, couldn't win the war from inside Afghanistan after 20 years, how would America do it from bases in our country? Khan's reluctance to aid in any operations against the Taliban comes as Afghan media outlet Tolo News reported Monday that the Taliban has successfully conquered at least 50 Afghan districts in the 2 months since Biden announced he would prolong the Afghan war, many of them without resistance by Afghan security forces. The Long War Journal, LWJ, similarly reported last week that the Taliban was experiencing tremendous success in expanding its influence and now controls more Afghan districts than the legitimate government in Kabul. Though Kabul still has control over a larger percentage of the country's population than the jihadist group. Reports indicate that, despite Khan's insistence that Pakistan is not choosing favorites in the war, the Taliban is experiencing an increase in donations from allies on the other side of the Afghan-Pakistani border as a result of its success on the battlefield. Multiple sources and eyewitnesses on the ground with knowledge of these donations have confirmed to VOA that fundraising for the Taliban has continued in various parts of Pakistan, Voice of America reported this weekend. They are coming on motorbikes and asking larger stores for contributions. They say that they belong to the Taliban movement and that they are fighting in Allah's path, an anonymous border resident told the outlet. In the past, they were coming to a few mosques. But recently they have started coming to collect contributions from shops. It's not a secret, the source added. Local Pakistani authorities denied the reports and claimed that they had no such information about Taliban fundraising in Pakistani territory. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.